Talking about Elite, Gay Waterhouse had one of those days yesterday at Rose Hill. Three winners and a couple of horses I think we're going to hear a lot more about, and Gay's on the line now. Gay, good morning. Congratulations on yesterday.
Thanks, Ryan. Hi, Jim. How are you going?
Very well, thanks, Gay. Congratulations on that. Well, we've got a question for you, Gay.
Yep.
Why did Broadside go to Melbourne and not have a run?
He went to Melbourne and I just couldn't get him right down there. And so, you know, I discussed with the owners, and of course they were all just very disappointed, because at one stage we were thinking of running him in the Melbourne Cup.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't.
Mm.
So I said, there's nothing wrong with him. He's in great form. I discussed it with Adrian, and we brought him back to Sydney.
Mm. He was terrific yesterday, Gay. I guess the obvious target now, if he's pulled up fit and well, is the Christmas Cup in 2 weeks.
Well, it is, and we all like our Christmas pudding. One yesterday, I think he'll be putting a bit on the table, won't he?
Absolutely. What about Imperial Aviator, Gay?
I might go head-to-head.
Yeah, he was terrific yesterday, just his third Australian start and very promising stayer.
I love these stayers.
Mm.
Once upon a time, my son Tom said, "Mum, why don't you just train golden slipper horses? You know, why don't you do that?" And I said, "I'll tell you why, Tom. It's like eating cream brulee all the time." I said, "I like to train a variety of horses." Mm. And I said, "That's a wonderful thing with Adrian and the team we have. You can train a variety of horses, and it just makes it a little bit more interesting from a trainer's point of view.
Absolutely.
And it certainly makes it more diverse from anyone wanting to invest in the stable, isn't it?"
Absolutely.
Absolutely. From a business point of view, it makes sense as well. Boxing Day at Randwick over the 1,500 metres. Sedanza was a short price favourite and won accordingly. What's next for this horse, Gay? Because she seems to be a class above.
Mm. She's a very good filly in the making. She's exceedingly workmanlike, just rolls up her sleeves and gets on with the job. She'll go to the bell of the turf and get the black type that's so necessary for these fillies. We can make up our mind, does she become a wild card? It's the Magic Millions. You know, it's becoming a couple of our horses going for that wild card race, as I'm sure there are many other stables doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And Gay, Rachel King, riding so well at the moment. We're hoping to speak to her shortly. She's leading the Sydney Apprentices Premiership and two terrific rides yesterday. I thought her ride on Sedanza in particular was outstanding.
I thought also, don't forget Friday night.
Yeah, she won right on AC De Tong as well. So
yeah, absolutely. Very cheeky ride. Mm. Rachel, two things. She's followed the rules that I lay down for my apprentices, and she's the only one, and I've had probably over 30 apprentices go through the yard in 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Most fall by the wayside. Many become good jockeys. She's gone to the country and got rid of her claim there. She's gone to the provincials and worked through her claim there. And she didn't, you know, it's a hard thing to ask her. Young person, because they're being offered rides all the time in the city, and the master's saying, "No, you can't do that." You know, quite often I'm the sort of wicked witch. and then she's outridden the claim in both places, learns how to ride properly. She understands pace, Tim and Ray, in a massive way. And look, it's such an ace up jockey's sleeve. They don't realise it. They really don't realise it.
Pace so important.
So that's interesting about Rachel then, Gay. What's her greatest attribute? It sounds like
she works very hard.
Yeah.
She works exceedingly hard. She's there every morning. So you never have to worry about her work ethic. She made up her mind by coming from England to Australia. I thought she might have enjoyed, you know, doing something more on the administrative side. And she said, "No, Gay, I want to be a jockey." I was amazed. I mean, figure-wise, you can understand.
Mm.
But she's an intelligent, sharp woman. And she and her partner, Blake Spriggs, you know, they're very workmanlike about their business. They're very good. They're a lovely couple.
Mm. Fantastic. Speaking of a couple, how are you handling things on your own now with Adrian on the honeymoon?
I'll tell you, I don't like it. I thought I'm not going to annoy him on his honeymoon. But I just wrote him the results last night. And he wrote back this morning how, you know, he was thrilled for the stable and that he'd be very refreshed when he came back. And, you know, I really do. I far prefer being in the pitch with him, I can tell you.
Yeah, you mentioned that yesterday too, Gay. Well, the stable has had a fantastic run through this, like the entire season, particularly in the last 6 to 8 weeks. A couple of runners at Newcastle today, Gay. Can you give our listeners a steer into Aurora Rose or Soviet?
Aurora Rose is a very talented staying mare and one of the prettiest and most good-looking mares in the stables. She's been very consistent backing up, I think, the last 2 weeks in a row.
Mm.
So this will be 3 weeks in a row. Newcastle's a funny track, Ray and Jim. Since they changed it, the results are extremely inconsistent.
Mm, that's interesting, yeah.
So, you know, she's fit and ready to rock and roll. Hopefully she'll handle the track. Soviet is a talented young horse that we have kept as a colt. There was great discussion when he went out, would we cut him or not. We've left him as a colt, and hopefully he'll make it well worthwhile today.
Mm. And on a separate one, Gay, your former track work rider, Billy Slater, just about did everything this year in the game of rugby league. He's coming to the end of a fabulous career. Do you follow him at all?
Look, I don't follow much more than racing and the grandchildren.
Sure.
I find that takes most of my time. But, you know, from time to time, Billy and I cross paths, and it's always very enjoyable. He's a terrific young man.
Mm. Yes.
Terribly talented, isn't he? Oh. You'd like to have him in the stable, wouldn't you?
Exactly. They say he can do anything sporting-wise. Okay, on that very point, John Massara did raise what I think is an extremely important issue earlier in the week about the necessity to find career paths for stable hands, etc., in the industry, how tough it is to get reliable, ongoing work people into the stables, etc. Is there an easy answer to this question, Gay?
Times have changed, right, Jim, hugely. And most of our employees, as it is all over the world, are travelling, backpackers, and people who come to Australia for maybe 6 months to 2 years. The 2 years kids are here, usually at university. So we have large numbers. I had the Highclere people out the other day, and I said, that boy's from Mongolia, that girl's from France, that boy's from Japan, that one's from Korea. Oh, there's an Australian, there's a New Zealand person. That's the way of life. And look, you know, yes, you're constantly teaching. But look, I don't mind that because you do find some great stars, and with the sponsorship program that's available to them, it's a wonderful thing, you know.
It is. It is fascinating about that. Gay, outstanding. The stable is continued on that great form out of the Spring Carnival down there in Melbourne, and goes from strength to strength. Three winners yesterday. Always good with your time. We appreciate it.
I'm just about to go down for a swim. The water is sparkling, and what a magical day we have in Sydney today. We've got Christmas at the stables. We've probably got 100 people rolling up with their kids and everything. So I think I'll need a very quiet afternoon, Jim.
Well, enjoy it, Gay.
Enjoy the rest this afternoon after a busy morning. Thank you, Gay.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Gay.
There she is, Gay Waterhouse. I nearly ran that Meghan Markle Prince Harry thing.
I shouldn't have brought that up.
No, it's good. Well, too late now. It's in the paper.